This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk.
News Talk.
I've just changed my base of operation to New York City.
It's my favorite format is the News Talk.
News Talk. You know what? Me too. Jennifer, we have so much in common.
I know.
It's
why
the
we're
News
here.
Talk. Yeah. Okay, anyway. So we're supposed to go over the charts for this past week. Last week of April. The shorts. That's going to be that kind of an hour.
It's
huh?
That kind of week.
I know that. Jennifer Horn is here from the DJV program, along with Jay Kirshner. The overview, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. The news this week and the stories, it's called News Talk Radio because we talk about the news. And so I'll go through the list. Sometimes we take them apart or I decide I want to do it as we go through the list, talking about the various things that are there. And then sometimes I just like to sort of change it up a little bit every week so it doesn't become predictable, although the predictability of doing the top 10 stories and the top 10 people, that's something you can count on listening to the program. But the good thing about it, and one of the other things that's good about it, is that the stories change every week. And a couple of really interesting changes in where the numbers, the placement of the numbers on the issues, and I'll go through those for you now so you can hear, you understand what I'm talking about. At number 10, this is one of those things. I wish this was like the NFL football stuff because I think it's more interesting. I think we've run out of things to say about what's going on in the world, although that doesn't stop people from talking about the climate and the weather and stuff, but it's become banal. But anyway, that's what's number 10. So we won't spend much time talking about that. Number 9, immigration, even though that's banal, there are a number of things that are happening like Title 42 that we ought to talk about a little bit here, because those are that river is ever-changing. Number 8, the story of our racial discomfort or I don't know, what's the right word? We're not comfortable with the color of our skin and others. Obviously, the whole issue of being, you know, the worrying, this usually means Black Lives Matter stuff, but it goes deeper than that. And I think we got a couple of things to talk about with regard to that this week. Crime, violence, that sort of thing. Number 7, January 6th. Oh, my God. Number 6, it's still there. Interesting political stuff this week from Bernie Sanders. We'll talk about that in a second. COVID, number 4.
He's not done yet.
No, he's certainly.
Spoiler alert.
No. Number 3, the war. Number 2, Elon Musk. And number 1, the economy. On the people side of things, Trevor Reed is at 10. Janet Yellen at 9. Madison Cawthorn at 8. Marjorie Taylor Greene at 7. Mitch McConnell at 6. Kevin McCarthy 5. Trump 4. Putin 3. Musk 2. And Biden 1. Okay, so there's the list. Let's go to number 9. The number 9 story this week is focus on immigration and Title 42. So, Jennifer, would you mind explaining what Title 42 is? Both of you can,
sure,
if you want.
The reason you're hearing a lot about it, and I think there's some confusion. I think a lot of people think that Title 42 is remain in Mexico, and that's not exactly what it is. What Title 42 is, was put into place by the Trump administration as the pandemic was starting to rage, and that allowed immigration authorities to get migrants that land on U.S. borders basically out because of the risk of COVID and bringing it in from other countries, right? Importing a disease during a pandemic, not a great idea. And so the CDC was backed behind this. It actually started in March of 2020, and it was the attempt to stop the spread of COVID-19 so that migrants could be expelled at the border, and it's been extended. Now, it's set to end on May 23rd. Many people believe the Biden administration has not really been enforcing it all that well to begin with, and even a court had to get involved a few months back saying you have to go by this rule. This is a rule that's in place. You have to expel migrants who are coming here by themselves because of the threat of COVID. So that's ending on May 23rd. It will not be renewed. It's an indication, despite what the administration says about what's going on in airplanes, that the pandemic is winding down and that the pandemic stage of COVID is over. That's a good thing. The bad thing is that it was allowing some control at the border, and that's going away. Mm-hmm. And so a couple of things. The first is when it's gone, it sends a message to people who want to come here and to the cartels that they're not going to have any trouble bringing more people in. And so we're expecting, even though that there are, you know, millions of people, literally a million people who've already come into the country in this fiscal year alone, that number is going to skyrocket over the next couple of months. And so the deterrence of Title 42 is gone, just for people who are deciding whether or not to make the trek. Part two is, what do we expect the Biden administration to do to enforce any laws at the border? And there isn't a really clear-cut plan. In fact, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was testifying this week. It's become a priority of the Republican Congress to say, if we win the majority in the election in November, we're going to start impeachment charges against Alejandro Mayorkas because of the complete failure at the border. Please. Nobody's been there from the administration. I mean, it's bad.
But it's not him alone that's responsible. All of these people
are wasting more time under his umbrella. He could go. I mean, they've done it before.
Yeah.
So that being said, what was really revealing, and this kind of piggybacks probably with what number two, the Twitter story on the list this week, is that when he was in this testimony, one of the things he admitted to is that the Biden administration under Department of Homeland Security has now a disinformation branch of the federal government that has been set up to tamp down on what they call disinformation. So a lot of people believe, even though Twitter used to say there's no censorship, everybody knows that there was censorship going on Twitter. And now that that's gone, the government has got their own branch as a backup plan that's going to start slapping misinformation claims on people. And, you know, I know you don't – we have had conversations before, and it's not really helpful to compare what is today with what was. But just imagine the reaction of people under a Trump presidency if he decided to go after the so-called fake news with the Department of Homeland Security. I mean, could you imagine if Trump started to silence the news media with a branch of government? That's exactly what the Biden administration said that they're doing, and they just brought it to the forefront this week in these immigration hearings because it's all going to be run under the Department of Homeland Security. And they've even got, like, a minister of disinformation that's been hired to run this agency. So, I mean, it's like 1984 stuff.
And meanwhile, Trump has joined what's called Truth Social.
It's his company, yeah.
That's his, but it was up there, and he's now officially on it, I guess, right? Isn't that how it works?
Well, so the thing with Truth Social is kind of weird. It launched a while ago. Devin Nunes, who is a congressman, quit Congress to go run this company. And when they first launched it, I think they launched too soon, and it was still like in a beta testing mode. So everybody signed up, and then they were put on a waiting list, and their profile was not created. I know because I did this, and you couldn't use the platform until like this past weekend. So at Trump's rally over the weekend in Ohio, he said, yeah, Truth Social's up and running. And now that information is spread, it's the top downloaded app in all of the Apple Store. And people are downloading it all over the place now. So, yeah, it's definitely catching some momentum. It's going to have to keep working. It's actually a nice, usable platform. It looks a lot like Twitter. But we'll see if people will keep up the momentum and if they'll be able to get rid of the glitches that they had in the first few months of service.
All right. So number one this week is the economy. And I kind of want to jump around just a little bit here while we have you focused on things that are going on not only around the country but in California where you are. I noticed this week we were talking on the DJV program about the governor of California saying, yep, we got to tax gasoline more. We'll put more taxes on it. Not that there isn't. It's by far the heaviest tax load that anybody has to pay buying gasoline anywhere in the country. So now there apparently is in the state of California a budget surplus. Of course, Gavin Newsom is going to take all the credit. Right. So here the question has come up about taxpayers getting a rebate. So on one hand, these morons want to charge more, put more taxes on gasoline and hurt everybody who's driving. And on the other hand, well, look at all this money we got left over. We'll have to redistribute it. So how do they decide who is the money is going to, how it's redistributed, which is another thing that the Democrats love to talk about, redistribution of wealth. So how's this all going to work, Jennifer?
Well, it's really, I mean, it's very easy to have a surplus when you charge everybody that lives in California a ton of money to live here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're taxing the heck out of everybody. Of course, they're going to have lots of money laying around in Sacramento. So a couple of problems, I think, for Gavin Newsom and for the Democrats who are leading the state. They had an opportunity to put a moratorium on the gas tax, which is set to go up again on July 1st. They had to stop it by May 1st. That doesn't happen. So it doesn't seem like it's going to happen. So it looks like the gas tax is going to go up. I think 5.6% is what it's set to go up, which is another couple of cents a gallon for people. But at the same time, if you have a surplus, why are we not stopping the taxes? Why? I mean, we've got water restrictions going in California, really high gas prices that were announced this week. So to brag about a surplus seems a little bit short-sighted when people realize that they're paying a lot of money to live here.
Yeah.
Now, the economic story, I know, the economic story that I think is probably even more important to people across the country is that the economy contracted during the first 3 months of the year. That was a surprise to a lot of people. If it does it again, this fear of recession is going to be there. It already is.
Drummed up by the news media and the social media.
Well,
the fear of recession, all that is all that is. There are always recessions. There are daily recessions, weekly recessions.
Yeah.
Things go up and things go down. This is more nonsense to scare people. Oh, my God.
But I think
look
you've
this
had
this
a lot of economists be pretty I don't know. They don't want to say, yes, we're headed to a recession, or at least they haven't. But now I think the number is about 35% of economists say that we could be headed
so what
towards
is that,
a recession.
So what good does that do? So under the
well, the problem is inflation. The inflation rate is
that's not what I'm saying. To continue to talk about it,
yeah,
that's the thing that really is
that
bugs
the heck out of
me.
Well, that's what makes the story so big, is that, you know, people are talking about it, and people are afraid about their financial future.
But they're afraid. That's just the point. And being afraid doesn't fix anything. All right, we'll continue. 18 after, this is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appy and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. Time for comments from Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, from our listeners. Jay Kirshner in charge of monitoring all of that. And you can contact us pretty easily on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook at DJV Show or at Jennifer Horn Radio or at On Air Victoria or at Jay Kirshner, help yourself. First item of interest has to do with Elon Musk scooping up Twitter. What are listeners saying about that, Jay?
Lots of thoughts. We have Sam Wells who says, good, maybe we will see more freedom of speech on Twitter from now on and less shadow banning of pro-freedom, pro-capitalist, pro-constitution kind of tweets.
Yeah.
Jim Boyle says, it's his money. He can buy whatever he wants. True that, Jim. True that.
Yeah.
Stephen J. says, I am interested to see what he does with it. If you haven't noticed, he's rich because he's smart.
Aha!
It's a valid statement. And you have Della Schofield who says, all the people complaining about lack of freedom of speech when what they're actually fighting for is freedom to spew hate speech. So that's a different perspective.
Don't worry. There'll be plenty of hate on Twitter still. You don't have to worry about that.
Right. I was going to say, in every other social media platform.
Going downhill.
All right, so Donald Trump has been held in civil contempt in New York. What are people saying about that?
Linda Green says, just post when he's finally arrested. I'm tired of hearing about all of his crimes, and yet he remains free. Anyone else would have already been in prison.
Interesting.
Jim Mahoney's take is he's not above the law. Now do something about it. We are all held accountable, except for the former guy. Where Gwen Ashton says it's a distraction to what a disaster Biden and his crew have become. Mm-hmm. And Judith Jacobs kind of echoes that, saying, breathlessly awaiting the subpoena for Hunter, Joe, and other associates of the Biden crime syndicate.
What an interesting way of putting it, the Biden crime, the BCS. All right, so what are people saying about the situation in Ukraine?
Yeah, that war. Chris Katz says the Russian citizens will need to rise up against Putin if they want him out. Somehow the truth needs to get to the people. If they see the atrocities and see how many of their own countrymen have died, maybe they'll rise up. Mm-hmm. Lonnie Meyer says civilians are trapped. Many are fighting to protect their country because they don't have other options. Not everyone can find some place to go or, quote unquote, start over. Joe Roscoe says if you look at different news sites around the world, everyone is reporting differently on the war. It's hard deciding what to believe with everyone having their own agenda.
No, it's not. Go ahead. What else?
You can't really deny some of the things that are happening, for sure.
Yeah, right.
Amy Mule says Putin is a threat to all peace-loving inhabitant of the whole world. He must fall.
Yep. There you go. All right. I found something interesting that I wanted to spend a moment on. The comedian Bill Burr, and I didn't know much about him. I guess he's on stage on SNL from time to time. He has been writing about Gina Carano's public firing from The Mandalorian because of a tweet that somebody, some people deemed offensive. She was an MMA fighter, she turned actor, she'd been a lot of stuff, pretty recognizable. And Burr, who's a liberal, said he thought it was funny that the liberals proved her point. And he said it's disappointing to see the left become how the right used to be when they went after the Dixie Chicks. After they criticized George Bush, remember that? A lot of people like
most
are just trying not to get in trouble. But there's this small collection of lunatics, either on the right or the left, at any given moment, that cause hysteria. I agree with him 100%. 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A congressional group led by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi went to Ukraine over the weekend to talk unity.
We are proud to convey to him a message of unity from the Congress of the United States, a message of appreciation from the American people for his leadership, and admiration to the people of Ukraine for their courage.
It should be noted the congressional group delivering a message of unity was a partisan group of Democrats. Republicans were not on the trip. Russia says it's pulling out of the International Space Station over sanctions meant to punish the country for Russia's violent invasion. State media outlet TASS made the announcement. The decision has been taken already, and we're not obligated to talk about it publicly. That's a quote from General Director Dmitry Rogozin, the head of Russia's space agency, Roscosmos. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The lessons Americans can learn from the Russian invasion of Ukraine are many. The threats of sanctions were a complete failure to dissuade the Kremlin from attacking its neighbor. And because of this failure, the United States has been pouring money into the conflict at a time we don't have money. Deutsche Bank reported last week the U.S. dollar has a 50-50 chance of going into a full-blown recession in 2023. The bigger story here is the Russian army is not the big bad power it used to be pre-invasion. Former acting director of National Intelligence Rick Grenell on Newsmax over the weekend said the Russian military just ain't what it used to be.
For Vladimir Putin, he has always wanted to bring back the glory days of the Soviet Empire. And clearly his decisions of late are heading in that direction, or at least that's what he wants to think. And the reality is that the Russian military is not what it used to be. And that's, I think, one of the big pieces of news and new information that we've learned through the war in Ukraine is that Russia is not what they used to be when it comes to a military fight.
Saturn's largest moon, Titan, features some very Earth-like landscapes, lakes, rivers, canyons, sand dunes. However, these geological formations on Titan are made of entirely different materials. Instead of water, it's liquid methane that flows through the rivers, and instead of sand, it's hydrocarbons that blows into dunes. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back at 34 after the hour, this is the overview of what's going on this week in the News Talk Radio field, in the world of News Talk Radio, with eminent stars of the DJV program, including me. How do you like that? Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and my friend John Harper has joined us from WMEL down on the Space Coast. I love having him here from time to time with his perspective, and because Victoria's off this week, gives us a chance to deal with John and his thoughts. And I think we ought to start with, I guess, in terms of number one, the economy, the circumstances in Florida where there seems to be a conflict, how do you like that for being genteel, between the government of Florida, the governor, and the Disney folks, and what the impact of that is. I don't think a lot of people knew, John, that Disney sort of operated in its own world and has for the decades since it bought all that land, the cheap land. And it was bought not by Disney, but by some company that nobody ever heard of so that it didn't attract attention, right?
That's absolutely right. And the
late 50s, early 60s. I can remember my father driving my brother and I through Orlando and Orange Grove, and there was a sign going up saying future home of Disney World. And we kind of wondered what was that all about, and the name of the company, the company that bought the land, was not recognizable. So you're absolutely right, Doug. But Disney, throughout the decades, has kind of had their own little government going on there in that portion of Orange County. And they have done a lot of things quietly. And they've done their own thing, and now it's come to light of some of the things that the governor doesn't like, but doesn't realize that it could impact the citizens of the state of Florida over $1 billion in revenue if that goes through and if it is lost. And a lot of people are waking up to that fact.
So in terms of that area, you're on the Space Coast. I always say to people that the best experience I ever had in going down there was going to the Space Coast when you and I would go over there, when Jay Honeycutt was running the space station and the whole that whole shuttle system, and we had access to it, and it was just a great feel-good place and a wonderful place for people to go take their children to see what goes on there. You're going to go to Disney World, okay, that's all right. But there are lots of other things going on in that area beside Disney, right?
Well, there certainly is, Doug, and to the listeners as well. And now there are so many rockets being launched by SpaceX that just about a rocket is going up once a week, and you can time your vacation or whatever it is that you want to see and do. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And
that's
it's
so cool.
Pretty spectacular. And SpaceX and Elon Musk have certainly put the Space Coast back on the map and doing some great things here in the area. Jennifer was asking me what people here thought about Elon Musk, and just very positive feelings and thoughts toward him and what he and his company, SpaceX, are doing for this particular area of the state.
You know, it really bothers me about the attitude some people have toward Elon Musk. Here's a guy who's smart, as one of our listeners pointed out when we were going through all the social media comments for issues of the week. He's smart. He's created something out of nothing. It's the American way. It's the American dream. And here he is. He gets criticized by people.
He's also picked up where the government's failed us with the space program. I mean, I know one of the things that we totally agree with 100%, Doug, is that our space program brought people together. Democrats, Republicans, everybody rooted for America when it came to space launches. And now that was gone. And so here comes Elon Musk, and he picks up that torch and he goes with it. I don't know. I don't know what to think about Elon Musk. I don't really care. But what he does as a businessman is,
well,
I think, pretty incredible.
Yeah, I don't care who his girlfriend is. Why does that make any difference? The fact that he bought Twitter this past week, and what it did never mind the fact that he paid $54 a share for it, way above what really it seemed to be valued at, but the idea that he says he's going to make sure that what comes out on Twitter will be better, enhancing new features and
he did it again. He identified a problem, right?
Right.
Something that wasn't working, like the space program, like Twitter, and he put his money where his mouth is. So
And we don't go running around at this point blaming. It's not about blaming anything. It's fix the problem. You know, you can go back to when George Bush was president and he screwed up the space program by cutting the budget. And then Obama didn't do it any good either, and so we've kind of fallen on darker times down there. I remember when the announcement was made, there were 6,000 people got laid off like in 1 week when the shuttle system was sort of cut. We could still be using the shuttles. Yeah.
Yeah, but that has certainly come back, and the workforce is growing every day. There are new companies, especially coming here from California, and they're moving in, bringing high-paid salaries to the area. And all of this is a spinoff of what Elon Musk and SpaceX has been doing for the Space Coast of Florida.
Yep. All right, let's go back to number 8, which is the race relations, the issues around it. Some people say the FDA's proposed ban on menthol cigarettes is racist. Well, there's always going to be somebody that says it's racist. More black people smoke menthol cigarettes, apparently. Now the FDA has become racist, and Joe Biden is a racist, and yada, yada, yada. So, menthol cigarettes, as far as I'm concerned, we ought to make all smoking of everything illegal.
Here's the problem with that, though, and look, I agree with you. I'm not a smoker. I think smoking is bad. It's slicing up your lungs.
Well, it costs us a lot in insurance. Yeah.
I know.
Taxes.
But what I fear, and again, here's the word fear, the F word, but what I fear will happen, I mean, think about Freddie Gray. He was the guy who lost his life, right, selling an illegal cigarette on the streets of New York. So these menthol cigarettes are not going to go away. I think by making them illegal, the government might be inadvertently creating a black market for them. And I don't know if that's going to be any better. You're still going to have people who are sick. You're still going to have people who are smoking. You're just going to have now a whole underbelly, and you're adding to the culture of, underground distribution of things like this. So I don't know how much it really is going to help. I think it's kind of a dumb attempt, actually.
John, I'd like to get your comments on this number 8, sticking with race relations. SpaceX sent, 6 people into space this week. And one of them was a black woman named Jessica Watkins. So the headline isn't around, or the tribute isn't made for all the people who went up. The only name you see is Jessica Watkins because she's black. And I find that extraordinarily offensive. Maybe she's there. I hope she's not there because she's black. I hope she's not there because she's a woman. I hope she's there because scientifically she knows how to do research. She's smart. She's been well trained. And she's one of the best qualified people to go up there. So, again, here we are twisting that race screw into the side of who knows what.
Very well qualified, Doug, and for the listeners as well, and she came with impeccable qualifications, and that's why she was chosen to fly on that particular mission, and it didn't
but
matter.
But that's not the headline, John. The headline
exactly.
Is she's the first black woman on the International Space Station. That's the headline, not that she's qualified, not that she's good, and that's what bugs the you-know-what out of me. Anyway,
like in many respects, Doug, we haven't advanced too far. If we're still worried about if she's black or whatever the color may be or nationality, and that's unfortunate. Instead of in this day and age, just looking at how a particular person is qualified to fly to the International Space Station.
Yeah,
so that's kind of sad.
All right, here's another example. Every year, the Anti-Defamation League Center on Extremism tracks incidents of anti-Semitic harassment, vandalism, that sort of thing. And this year, 2,700 incidents all over the country, a 34% increase from the year before. So what is this? We're back to skinheads and, Holocaust deniers and harassment and things putting on the side of synagogues, spray cans of things. There have been a lot of anti-Semitic assaults on people, a huge increase in that in the past year or so. So to what do we attribute? Is this immaturity? Is it, because we keep talking about the rise of the skinheads, anti-Semitic, at the same time that Putin says he's going to save the Ukrainians from the Nazis, this stuff is going on. This is a racial, the ethnic side of Judaism versus the religious side has impact like this all over the place, does it not?
Well, it most certainly does. The implications are all over the place, as you said, Doug, and it kind of backs up what we were just saying about the woman who just came back from flying to the International Space Station. It's the same thing all over again, and what has changed? It seems like second verse, same as the first.
That's good. Number 5, partisan politics. Let's hear it for Bernie.
Speaking of more division, there we go, from politics to race.
So what is Bernie wants what to happen? I thought this was pretty interesting, Jennifer.
Well, I think Bernie Sanders is looking to maybe run again for president. He says he's been talking a lot about how Democrats are going to take a shellacking this year, that the messaging has been wrong. He was making suggestions for how to reframe things going into the midterm elections. But I think there are a lot of people, and he himself has said he hasn't ruled out running again. And if you look at what Bernie Sanders has done, I know a lot of people discount him because he's, you know, got the coat and he looks, you know, it's Vermont chic is his style, sort of. But I think what in 2016, he changed the flow of the election, right? He was the guy from the outside who did really well, and he attracted a lot of people in. By the time 2020 came around, he had really set the tone for the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party went very hard left following the track of Bernie Sanders, where a lot of people who were on that primary stage during 2020 on the Democrat side were actually trying to out left Bernie Sanders. Mm-hmm. And so from being the outlier to setting the tone in 2020, is it possible that he's got a shot in 2024, even given his age and such?
But who are they talking to? This is not the majority.
People.
This is not middle America at all, by any stretch of the imagination.
The polling that has come out says that young people, by and large, are disenfranchised with both parties. They don't like Democrats. They don't like Republicans. Joe Biden's polling, I think he had, and I'm just quoting a survey that came out literally like 2 days ago. His polling is bad with everybody, but with young people, at this time last year, he had like a 60% approval rating, and now it's down to, I think, about 39 or 40%. So young people have totally dropped off of what they think Joe Biden is capable of. So they're going to be looking for someone, and who can capture young people. It might actually be the 80-year-old guy in his coat. I mean, it seems kind of funny, but
but his mittens.
It could be true.
Yeah, amazing. Be interesting to see how he plays in some of the others. The revival of the White House Correspondents' Dinner coming up next week. That'll be on everybody's mind. All right, thank you. John Harper from WMEL, Jennifer Horn from the DJV program, along with Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen, coming up to 10 before the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. I mean both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, cause my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-877-877. 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVoice.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Three after the hour now. Time for us to overview the top five items, counting down from number five to number one from the world of technology this week. As Victoria is out, I'm joined by Jay Kirshner to go from number five to number one. Number five, Jay, is what's going on at Amazon.
Well, they can begin construction on the helix-shaped tower centerpiece of its second headquarters in Arlington, Virginia. The project will comprise 2.8 million square feet of the office space in three 22-story buildings, and
wow,
it's expected to be completed in 2025. This is expected to create 25,000 jobs in the state.
But think about that. What Amazon is doing, what they're building around the country, you can't go into any state and not find some huge big warehouse that's on acres and acres of land. And so the warehouses are one thing, but this is an office building.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, this is their second headquarters. So you're going to have the three buildings, 2.5 acres of public open spaces. There's going to be restaurants. There will be green space, an amphitheater, a dog run, retail pavilions. It's like its own community.
Yep. A lot of that going on around the country. Google did that, or still doing it in California, as a matter of fact. So is Microsoft. At number four this week, big tech companies like Google, speaking of Google, and Facebook, or at least the parent of Facebook, Meta, have to police their platforms better to better protect users in Europe from hate speech, disinformation, a lot of other harmful online content. This sort of goes along with a poll that we were talking about on the DJV program of people just wanting information and being tired of the disinformation that's so apparent, especially on the free and open technical spots like Facebook and Twitter and that ilk. The European Union clinched the agreement in principle on what they call the Digital Services Act. A lot of negotiations began last week. The law will force tech companies to make it easier for users to flag problems, to ban online advertising aimed at children especially, and to empower regulators to punish noncompliance with billions of dollars of fines. Justice Department, Federal Trade Commission here have filed antitrust actions against Google and Facebook. Congress has been divided on efforts to address competition, privacy, and disinformation. Well, another example of Congress not doing their job, as far as I'm concerned. All right, we're counting them down at number three, Jay, a focus on the FCC.
Yeah, they're going to be voting May 19th on a plan to help curb the flow of overseas robocalls in the U.S. The rules, if adopted, it would mean that gateway providers, which carry the international calls to American networks, they have to participate in robocall mitigation efforts. Now, that means that providers would have to aid in blocking efforts and take responsibility for any illegal robocalls. And if they fail to comply with the rules, the providers could be blocked by other network participants.
I think this is something that most Americans would say it's about time. And why has it taken so long for the government to do anything? Again, another example of the just toothless government that we are being served by. This is something long ago that should have been addressed. Okay, number two on our countdown of the hot tech stories this week. Russia, according to Microsoft, conducting hundreds of cyber attacks. I think this is a couple of really important stories. The one you just did on robocalls and this one these are very important for people who understand. If you didn't hear the story, listen up. The report that Russia has carried out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cyber attacks, destructive attacks against not only Ukraine, but us, Europe, everywhere around the world. So Microsoft, which is working with, in this circumstance, the Ukrainian cybersecurity people to defend against these cyber attacks, said the Russians have relentlessly been after the Ukrainian government's, all of their software and the communication between the two, trying to degrade it or just wipe it out. Six separate Russian state actors carried out at least 237 operations against Ukraine. There 40% or 40 of those were destructive attacks aimed at permanently destroying files and hundreds of systems. And they've been doing that not only in Ukraine, but obviously more of it now because of the war, but the infrastructure that they've gone after here in our country, the elections, that kind of stuff. Isn't it time that we do something pretty imperative and pretty strong to make a statement about that? I think that's the case anyway. All right, quickly, number one, Jay.
Elon Musk has bought Twitter. We all know this. $44 billion in cash, helped when kind of arranged by Morgan Stanley. And his main goal is to, what he says, make Twitter better. New features, algorithms, open source to increase trust, and all that good stuff.
Isn't it very interesting how there's so much focus now on these sort of operations and making things legit? 59 past the hour.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.